Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
God, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a wonderful and joyful time of the year this year. One day we'll crown, he'll crown us, and we will be so joyful. I know everybody is awaiting for that time when he shall put that crown on your head, praise God, and crown you, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite program coming to you live. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Praise God. Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, God's favorite tonight is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what our Lord said to us. Come. He just bids us to come, praise God. Come to him. Nobody else. You don't have to go to anybody else. You don't have to bring anything else. You don't have to find a perfect lamb. You don't have to do anything but come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's the one. He's the one that created you. He's the one that loves you more than anybody or anything else. Praise God. There is no God like our God. So he bids you to come. Come to him. Come and worship him. Come and bow down before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We're going to go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we are so thankful and grateful for this time, God. We can, oh God, worship you and adore you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. Because, God, you are sufficient for everything, God. Everything that we need lies in you, God. And, Lord, we are so thankful, God. We thank you that you fearfully and wonderfully made us in your own image, oh God. We are thankful, God, that
you, oh God, call us your own, God. God, you chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. God, you did the choosing, God. And we thank you for that, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for that everlasting love that will never die. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We thank you for this joyous time, God, in you. God, oh God, it is so beautiful. You are so beautiful. God, thank you that we can bow at the feet of him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And worship him. For he is good. He's good all the time. Hallelujah. He's our master, our savior, our king, our Lord. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, everything. He said he provides everything that we need. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. Everything you need, the Father's there to provide it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he will never, never leave you nor forsake you. All you have to do is trust in him. Trust what his word says. Believe alone on what his word says. His word is true. It's the only thing that's going to stand forever. His word. His word. It's him. It's him. He wants you to eat it, dissect it, drink it, so you can be full. When the woman was at the well, all she had to do was drink of that living water, where she would never thirst again. And God is saying the same thing for us. Have a drink. Take a drink. Sit down and rest. And rest in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will find that perfect peace, that perfect rest, when you come to Jesus and let him have it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if there is any, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We thank you for everyone that's on, everyone that's planning to come on. We thank you for all, God, the warm hearts tonight, God, that's come to join in this glorious time, God, with you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, Lord God, that you're healing, God. Hallelujah. Anybody that needs healing tonight, God, we'll believe in you for it right now, God. Anybody, oh God, that's on tonight, God, oh God, just desires more of you, Lord God. You gives it, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, for our mothers, oh God, that may have lost sons or daughters to truth, and walls are maybe Father God, in the name of Jesus, maybe are going through something in their bodies. Oh, God, Father God, we are believing you for it, God. We can believe you for any and everything, God, that, oh, that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, that you're just waiting for our call, oh, God, our beck and call to you. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Now bless each one in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, if there is anyone on that have a prayer request tonight, praise God, do press 1 on your phone. If you have a prayer request tonight, praise God, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad, so glad, to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see one hand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any more before we continue on in Jesus Christ? Praise God. We just want to adore him. Hallelujah. This is the season, hallelujah, to adore him, to worship him. He's our master, our king, our savior. He's there. He's there. He's right here. Oh, you ought to be so grateful because he put his love in our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's see. 0103, you have a prayer request.
Yeah, this is this Sister Brenda. I just want a prayer for me and my husband for healing and to keep my home secure.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? I thought I saw another hand, but I think they lost the phone drop. Anyway, could we get Mother Stokes to pray for our prayer request tonight?
Amen. Amen. You ready?
Amen. Great. Yes, yes.
Can you hear
thank
me?
You. Yes,
okay.
I can. Go for it.
Uh-huh.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you right now. We come to you right now, Lord God, interceding for Sister Brenda and her husband, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. And she's requesting healing for her and her husband, Father. We thank you for the healing that you've already done. We know that the healing is in the process right now as we pray, Father, because you say, as we pray, before we finish praying, it's already done. So, God, we're going to lift them up. We lift that husband and that wife up, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You spoke one word and you heal all diseases and all means, all I mean, Lord. So you heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, to heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, every area in their bodies, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, lift them up, oh God, where they're feeling bad, feeling like nobody cares, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that someone cares because we have you, Lord God, that you care.
Amen.
For all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Brenda and her husband on the line, Lord God. Give them favor, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that you're there already healed, Lord God. All their body, you give them comfort, Lord. You sent your son Jesus to give them comfort, oh God. So, God, for that reason, we want to tell you thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for them and all that you're going to do. And then, Lord, when they go to the doctors will wonder what happened to them. But we will believe the report of the Lord. We know that Luke was a doctor and that God, Jesus set the doctors in place, Lord, but we thank you for them. But we know God has the last word. So we thank
Amen.
You right now for that husband and that wife right now. They are healed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Mother Stokes also prays for the ones that have lost their loved ones in the devastation that what they got to go through at this holiday time. And also there was Mother Bowman had her hand up, but I think her phone dropped. Just pray for her as she's going through this time, witnessing the loss of her husband during these holidays. So pray for her as well.
Okay. Lord, dear Lord, we come to you, Lord, enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praises, Lord. We come interceding for Sister Shirley Bowman, Lord God. Father, you know what she's going through right now, Lord God, in the loss of her husband. Father, but I ask you to lift her up when she's weak, oh God. Give her that Jehovah everlasting strength to go through it, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you will bring her through, Lord God. She's gone through a storm. But we know that you will bring Sister Bowman, Shirley Bowman, out of this stone, Father, in the name of Jesus. She will never forget her husband, but God, she will have strength to go on, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give her that everlasting strength. And she has to have stand up for her children, oh God. The strength, but it's give it to the children, oh God, as she walks through these crying times, Lord. I don't know when, but Lord, as we continue to pray for Sister Shirley Bowman and all of the ones who are going through a bereavement, Father, as we begin to pray for them, I don't know why, when, but I do know one thing. You brought me through it, Lord God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you bring Sister Shirley Bowman through this crying time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And now, Lord, I lift up all the people who are gone, lost their loved ones, and those who lost their homes. The whole city have fled down in Napier, Kentucky, Missouri, Lord God. Arkansas has lost people, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for the people that you save. God, we thank you for the ones that you save and the ones that they're able to rescue. Our Lord, the ones that they're gone on and they're in the presence of you, give those families strength to pull back, to get back up and try it again, Lord God. Because, God, you are able. You are able to everything. You are able to give us the strength that we need. And so, Father, with that being said, all those people that's in Kentucky, Mayfield, Kentucky, God,
even some parts of Michigan. It was Arkansas, Missouri. Oh, Leonard Wood, the Missouri, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, all this, and even the people here in Georgia, it's right now, it's over 1,000 people out of life. That storm, Lord, came from all the way from Kentucky, all the way down here to the north part of Georgia, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they're trying to get their lights back on now. So, God, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that those trees would be removed out of the way. They would clean up those lands where the people can get through the streets, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we want to thank you, God, that you saved those who you wanted to save. God, we thank you that you move in the behalf of those people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen.
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 Thank
Anyone
you.
Else?
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I don't think. Oh, yes, there he is. Yes, there he is. There is Minister Gwen. Okay, go for it, Minister Gwen.
Gwen Venado.
Yes,
okay, I just want to make sure I'm good. Amen. God, we come to lift up my sister Gwen tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for her. We thank you for the healing you've already done. You're Jehovah Rapha, and you are the healer. You reveal yourself to us as Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. And so, God, we call on you right now, Lord. Sister Gwen needs you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Her and Lydia, Kyle, and James, Father, they need you, Father. So, God, all our help come from you. If you withdraw from Sister Gwen, there is nowhere else to go. So, Father, we thank you that you are there for her right now in the house, right there, Father. She's never alone, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her strength to get up, to go to work and to come back, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and all the paperwork. She has a lot of paperwork, being a school teacher, Father, in the name of Jesus. Able her to get all her paperwork in, whatever it is, on time, oh God. And Father, the children, when they come to school, God, able them to be, Lord, intercede in those children, love, where they won't have a behavior problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up the little ones, everyone that's in her class, those who are not, who use the wrong kind of language, who know so much, Lord God, no more than the teacher know, Lord God. That we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're going to guide those little ones, my Lord, Father. Lead them and guide them in the way that you have them to go, Father. Lord, let's encamp your angels all around those little children that's there, Father. And Lord, for her whole school, as they had a lockdown last week. Father, everyone that's in that school, oh God, I thank you that they are covered. They're covered with your blood, Father. When you're covered with the blood, nothing can happen to you, God. Father, from the principal all the way down to everybody in that school, God, keep them safe in all of the schools, Father. We thank you. I lift up Sister Gwen. I thank you, Lord God, for using your servant. Everything that she does, Lord God, she has a heart of love, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you.
Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
you so much.
Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mother Stokes. And thanks again for all the prayer requests. Praise God. We are so happy to be here tonight. Y'all know it's a happy time. It's a joyous time in Christ when so much is happening, when so much is going on. We can be joyous and so grateful for what God is doing. So before I go on with the message, I'm going to ask Minister Gwen, can she sing us a song? A joyful song.
Praise be to God. You know, good evening to each and every one of you. The Lord is doing something with all of us, and I can speak for myself because,
yes,
Pastor George, you're the second person to ask me today to sing a song, and I give God all praise.
Amen.
For
amen.
Allowing me to speak. Amen. Amen. I just want to sing joy to the world. And I
oh
feel
my
that in,
God.
In
that's
the midst
the song
of my
I
spirit.
Wanted Hallelujah,
Amen.
Lord. That's the
Amen.
Song I was supposed hoping she would sing. My
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and earth, let heaven and earth will sing, and heaven and earth will sing, and heaven and heaven and earth will sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations rule. The glory of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Thank you.
All the
praise
wonders
God,
of his love. The wonders of his love. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm telling you, it's just a joyous time of the season. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just a wonderful time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I find a way to find the word in the word during this time of joy. And I'm just so joyful of what the Lord is doing. Even though we see things happening, it's not that bad. It's bad, but really in Christ, it's all good. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word says, we should let nothing stop us from praising him. Hallelujah. For God
Amen.
Is to be praised in the midst of every situation. Praise God. He is to be praised. He is to be adored because he wants, I don't care. I don't care what's going on with you. He wants your attention in the midst of this thing. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. He wants to be heard. He wants to be adored. And so we're going to talk about a little joy tonight. Praise God, a joyful. It's time to be joyful. It's time to find that joy. If you don't, so many. We are in this season when so many people are experiencing, as Mother Stokes just prayed, for the people that are in the devastation. And so many people are hurting. But guess what? They can find joy in Jesus. And they can say, Lord, even though we have lost homes, everything that we own, but we haven't lost you. You are still God in our heart. You are still God. And nobody can take you away from us. And lean and depend
Amen.
Upon Jesus. Lean and
mm-hmm.
depend upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus
mm-hmm.
is the reason for this season. Praise God. Some people are searching. Some people are searching and trying to find this peace that we are talking about, that we love to talk about all the time. We don't just talk about him at this season, but we love to talk about Jesus because he's
mm-hmm.
in us and we are in him. Some people are looking for that joy, but they are looking in all the wrong places. They're looking for food, sex, friends, money, partying, losing weight. If I could just find that place where y'all talking about I'll be happy, but they can. It's free. So we're going to read Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, praise God. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet. I love this passage here, y'all. I really love it, and I say it all the time. And send portion to them whom nothing is prepared. We are to eat this word and drink it and have in us so that we can go and give it to those that are hurting, to the lost at this time. Praise God. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, God tells us why his joy is our strength. We can go about, and they can too. They can have this joy that we are talking about, because this joy, we have partaken of it from his word. Praise God. And we have digested it on the inside of us, and it fills us and it gives us joy, like Nehemiah said. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's look at Daniel. Daniel said in Psalms 16 and 11, let's see what he said. He says, thou wilt show me the path of life in thy patience, is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. There is joy. You can't tell me that there is not joy in Christ, because my word says that. Hallelujah. There is a joy in serving God. And then there is pleasure in him. Pleasure to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Pleasure. God wants us to have pleasure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jeremiah says, thy word was the joy of my heart. We don't want to do anything to receive. We don't have to do anything. We just have to believe God. We don't have to say, oh, I don't have to read your word. Well, if you don't want the word, you won't find that joy. Because there's joy in the word of God. Hallelujah. It is his good pleasure that we be happy and rejoicing in him, in joy. Praise God. Well, let's look at another scripture. Y'all know I believe in the word of God. In Matthew 25:21-23, praise God, it says, praise God. In Matthew 25:21-23, we all love the Gospels. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. His word said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, that has been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. If you partake of him, praise God. This is a serious scripture right there. Let's read again. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know God is saying that you are his good and faithful servant. He's saying now, he says, since you are his faithful servant, thou hast been faithful. You've been faithful over this word. You've been eating this word. You've been drinking of it. You've been partaking of it. He said, come now, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. He goes on to say, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. See, God gives us unto us liberally. As we partake of him, God gives unto his children good things. His Lord said unto him, well done,
good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Just enter in. When you be faithful unto the Lord, just enter in and receive all that God has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a great example God has entrusted into our lives. Time, things, and his words to see what he will do with it and what he will do with us. Hallelujah. What he will do with us. Praise God. Will you or are you being as one of his servants? Hallelujah. Have you hidden your treasure every time he gave you something and told you to do something and you hid it? No, you want to be faithful to the Lord so that you can receive that joy that he's talking about. This is why we have no joy. We are disobedient to the Lord and what he has for us to do. Ungrateful, slothful, disobedient, unthankful. And I know this. No one is on here tonight is guilty of any of these I just called. Because we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We are running over with that love and that joy that God gives us. And if there is anyone that's on tonight, don't know how to receive this joy, we can tell you. We can tell you to go to Romans 10 and 9 and read Romans and accept them into your heart so that you can have this joy at this time of the year, that you can be bubbling over. Romans 9 and 10. And accept the Lord into your heart and be joyful at this time as we are. Praise God. 1 Peter 1 and 8 speaks of the unspeakable joy, whom having not seen, we have not seen God yet, yea, love in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We rejoice in the Lord God, our Savior. We have never seen him, but we are looking forward to it. We are looking forward to Jesus, seeing him one day. Out of all that we've gone through, all that everything that has happened in our lives, it's normal. It's normal for these things to take place. Because he said, in this life, you shall have trials and tribulation, but be of good courage, for you will overcome. He's going to bring you through. He's your King of Kings. None can compare to him. 1 Peter 4 and 13 says, praise God. Hallelujah. But rejoice. But rejoice in as so much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. You've been partakers. If you're going through something tonight and you've been partakers in it, we all have had some trials or going through some things of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. Exceedingly joy. Baby, you're going to be bubbling over. Isn't it awesome? Amen. I tell you, I'm just so joyful. I'm just so glad. The trials that I've gone through, it's only made me stronger and made me rejoice more in the Lord God, my Savior. Hallelujah. So Amen. Be partakers of it. Be partakers in your trials. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every trial. I thank you for every pain. I thank you for every situation that I've faced in my life up until now. I see your hands at work.
I do. I don't know about you. Everything that I faced in life, I see God's hands at work. He was in the midst. He was right there with me. He brought me through it. And I have that joy of the Lord more than ever. So where does our joy come from? Where does our joy come from? It comes from the Lord. I can be sure that whenever, wherever I experience happiness, it's God's presence. It is Him, His heartbeat toward me. It's whatever I'm going through. He's right there. He's right there to hold, to comfort. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God made this blessed world, and He put us in it. And He told man to enjoy. He wouldn't have told us to enjoy if He didn't want us to. I have my sister here this week with me, and I thank God that I have a sister. Praise God. And I have more than one. But this one comes down once a month. And we will share the next few days together.
Amen.
You know, I look at this that many families cannot share together. They are so separated. Families are in trouble. They're not speaking to each other. They don't have this joy with one another. God tell us to love. Well, you and your sister don't ever have a problem. Well, I guess we do, but we give that to the Lord. We don't let the devil come in there between us and separate us. The devil is a liar. And I talk to the other sister all the time. I said, don't you know the devil is trying to separate our families, our family, the brothers, the sisters, the nieces, the nephews? But I have the joy, and I will love, and I have the love in my heart that I'm going to love. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. I love my sisters and brothers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though I don't get a chance to talk to them or see them that often. No matter what hurts us or what sorrow in our way, God will give us the joy and the laughter in the midst of it all. Job 8 and 21, we know how Job went through it. We're going to Job. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Job, it said Job 8 and 21 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see what, we know Job went through something. He said, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. I'll go back up to 20. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoer, till he fill his mouth with laughing, and his lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame and dwelling place of the wicked. Job found laughter in whatever he went through. I don't care if it's the wicked or the poor or someone that despitefully use you. Some people just really wants to try to hurt you because they are hurting. They are hurting and they want you to hurt. But God wants you to find laughter. Find laughter. Even if you have to pull away from that friend and find somewhere in your secret place to find laughter with or with someone else. Because sometimes if people don't really know the Lord, they can't find the laughter that you can.
But God gives you laughter so that you can be joyful, that you can worship him at this time, that you can rejoice in him at this. Some people say, well, what you rejoice in? What is so good about this time? It's what he has done for us on the cross. It's the love that he has shown in our hearts. It's what he is going to do, because we are all awaiting, as I said, till he crowns. We're waiting for that day when he say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come, let me make you ruler over many. We are waiting with joy in our hearts. God places that joy there so that we can love, laugh, smile again. Because of his presence in him, there are pleasures forevermore. Forever. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in that love. Let the laughter ring out from you at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let others find that joy in you so that they can rejoice in the Lord. I wrote this little thing it down. It said, Jesus brought joy into the world. And he filled their hearts with joy. And he brought joy, joy, joy to my soul. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he will turn my sorrows into joy. In him is the fullness of joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Joy to the world. He is the joy of the whole earth. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Eat thy bread with joy. Eat your bread with joy. Be glad that you have a morsel of bread. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. There will be joy in heaven over one sinner. God is calling all sinners to come home now. Come, come to me. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Now, unto him at the end, and this is where God brought me when I was writing this out. He said, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his joy and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be amen one day. It's going to be amen. Praise God. It's
amen.
Going to be
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That joy that fills our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy. Jesus brought that joy. Jesus brought that joy when he gave up the ghost for us. He gave it all up for us. Praise God. What a joy. What a joy. It makes my heart glad. What a joy. Hallelujah. That we can rejoice in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, again, I'm so glad you all were here with me tonight. We are, praise God, we'll be celebrating now until the end of this year. But, you know, we celebrate God at all times. Praise God. Well, I want to bless you tonight. I'm so grateful and so thankful that you are on with me tonight. Praise God. Pray for my sister and I while she's here. Pray for traveling grace on her when she gets ready to leave on later on this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think she'll be here for about 3 or 4 days. Praise God. But I thank God for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for everyone that's on, God. And Lord,
fill them even, God, with more joy. Just give them joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy for their soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I bless each one, oh God. Bless them and they're going in, they're coming out, they're uprising and they're sitting down. Bless them, oh God, Father God. Oh, Father God, may the blessings of the Lord be upon them throughout this holiday season that we are celebrating you, God. We're not celebrating the holiday, God, those that are in you, but that's the way they say it, God. But God, we just celebrate you in our hearts, and we are so glad, God. We are so glad, God, that, oh God, you gave us the opportunity, oh God, to praise you and to worship you and to bow before you, because you are good. You are good all the time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now bless each one, and they're going in, coming out. Yes, Lord. In their family, so God bless them, God. Father God, in their cupboard, let it never run dry, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. All right. Praise God. God bless you all now. Have a good night. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Good night. God bless
everybody.
Love you all.
God bless everybody.
Bye bye.
Come on.